This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade on the first post-trading day after Christmas, corn finished lower, March finished at 373 and a quarter, down 4.5. May corn finished at 381 and a quarter, down 4.5 as well, and July corn finished at 388 and three quarters, down 4. Beans were also lower. January contract finished at 870, down 14 cents. March beans finished at 883, also down 14 cents. And May beans were lower as well at 896 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. Wheat was lower. March at 510, down 6.5. May finished at 517 and three quarters, down 5 and three quarters. And July wheat finished at 525 and three quarters, down 6.5. Soybean meal finished for January at 303.40, down $4.10. March bean meal was at 307.90, down $3.90. And May bean meal finished at 311.30, down 3.50. Soybean oil was lower as well. January finished at 27.36, down 38 cents. March soybean oil finished at 27.65, down 38 cents as well. And March bean oil finished at 27.92, down 35 cents. And at this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for your latest cash grain reports.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Wednesday afternoon without any fresh fundamental news. Grains drifted lower. In northern western Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly down 4 to 5 cents at 3.25 to 3.55. Soybean bids were 14 cents lower at 7.82 to 8.21. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 cents at 3.31 to 3.56. While soybean bids were 14 cents lower at 8.09 to 8.40. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 3.29 to 3.61. Soybean bids were 14 cents lower at 8.15 to 8.46. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 14 cents lower at 8.38 to 8.60. Basis was steady at 3,200 to 10 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 286.40 to 299.40. Down $4.10 a ton, with basis unchanged at 17 under to 4 under the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 cents lower at 349 to 365, with basis steady at 2408 under the March. Illinois River barge loading elevated quarter to producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 352 to 359. Basis is unchanged up to at 21 under to 14 under the March. Soybeans ended down 11 to 14 cents at 831 to 840. With basis steady to up 3 at 39 under to 30 under the January. New crop wheat prices are down 6 cents at 491 to 516, with basis unchanged at 35 under to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal levies placed their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 373 to 377. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 12 to 14 cents, while quotations at 860 to 863. Soft wheat closed down 7 cents at 541 to 542. Milo ended the day 5 cents lower at 398 to 403. Contract bids for producers for January delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 328 to 355, soybeans at 785 to 829. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 333 to 356, soybeans at 809 to 840. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 346 to 367, soybeans at 816 to 848, and June-July wheat at 496 to 521. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Wednesday. Live cattle finished for December at 121.35, up 47 cents. February cattle finished at 122.75, up 2 cents, and April live cattle finished at 125.25, up 2 cents as well. Feeder cattle were higher. January finished at 148.10, up 72 cents. March feeders were to 145.77, up 22 cents. And April feeders were 146.50, up 20 cents. Lean hogs were higher as well. February hogs finished at 60.37, up 7 cents. April lean hogs finished at 67.20, up 10 cents. And May lean hogs finished at 73.97, up 60 cents. And now we'll move on to your cash livestock numbers from the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 44 cents higher in a range of $40 to $45 with the weighted average carcass price of $44.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were $3 higher with light to moderate demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 28, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 31, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 35, over 600 pounds at 28 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gelts at the country buying points are steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 25 to 31. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts have totaled 14,649. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, heifers on a live basis traded at $116. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 449 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $70.63, which was 69 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $215.69, which was $1.64 higher, with select carcasses at $207.60, which was 10 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000 compared to 119,000 for last week and 117,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 480,000 compared to 479,000 for last week and 459,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The North American Free Trade Agreement, or the USMCA, is typically considered an economic-based contract. Dennis Guy has more.
The North American Free Trade Agreement also serves as a regional security and safeguards partnership. This is especially true for the integrated agriculture and agri-food industries across Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. The fight against and prevention of the current African swine fever virus is a case in point. An extremely virulent virus, ASF, is decimating domestic hog populations in parts of China and hitting parts of Eastern Europe hard as well. Renegotiation sessions for the USMCA agreement this past year allowed large numbers of high-ranking officials to become familiar with each other and to discuss current and potential issues of mutual concern. Dr. Jaspinder Kamal is Vice President of Science for the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and he's also the Canadian Delegate to the World Organization for Animal Health. Dr. Kamal makes no bones about it. Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. are working together to keep African swine fever out of North America.
Back in June, July, when we saw some cases of African swine fever spreading in Eastern Europe and first cases appeared in China, we got very worried. The three countries under the tripartite agreement, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, started discussions on working together to ensure that ASF does not enter. Working with the chief veterinary officer in U.S., Dr. Jack Shear, I actually talked to him because we are so scared that we don't want this thing here. Even our economy's integration, we wanted to make sure that we don't get this virus into the North American continent.
Preventing African swine fever from entering North America requires compliance at all levels of the hog and pork value chain. Dr. Kamal explains what Canadian measures are being taken under his jurisdiction from the farm level through to national security compliance.
At the national level, we are looking at all the imports. From China, we do not import any pork products. From Europe, we put restrictions in place, ensuring that we have proper risk assessment and then a risk management and risk mitigation measure in place. This is both at the national level and then at the farm level. At the farm level, working with our industry and provinces and industry associations, we are making sure that we actually are reaching out to each farmer that is involved in pig production or anybody who works in pig production in Canada so that they understand the biosecurity standards, that they are implementing those standards seriously.
Dr. Jaspinder Kumal is Vice President of Science for the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and Canada's delegate to the World Organization for Animal Health. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Back home here in Illinois, the new year will usher in new state laws, including some of particular interest to farmers and agriculture. During the 2018 legislative session, the Illinois Farm Bureau successfully gained passage of a couple of state legislative priorities. Starting on January 1, Illinois farmers can gain a new ability to efficiently haul crops on state highways between September 1st and December 31st of 2019, without requiring a gubernatorial declaration. The new law will allow farmers to apply a free special permit from Illinois Department of Transportation. A farmer may apply to IDOT and haul up to 10% more than the gross vehicle weight on a state highway, but it will exclude interstate routes. The harvest season permit will allow gross and axle weight overages for a divisible load and the vehicle's weight to exceed its registered or licensed plate weight. Farmers are required to check with their local road jurisdiction about the possible need for permits on roads and may need to seek a permit for each road's jurisdiction that they travel through. Each jurisdiction can specify the dates for which the permit will be valid, based on the law that designates September 1st through December 1st as the permit season. Local jurisdictions also have the ability to allow or not allow trucks to operate at higher rates, and may waive the requirements altogether to carry a written permit. Also, farmers with vehicles registered for 8,000 pounds or less with specialty plates can now receive a covered farm vehicle designation on the vehicle registration card. Vehicle owners requesting the CFV designation must pay an additional $10 surcharge to receive said designation. To qualify for the CFV exemption, the vehicle must be driven by a farmer or an employee of a farm and can only be used for that farm's operations. The vehicles must be registered with a farm plate and can be driven anywhere in Illinois or less than 150 miles out of state. And if the vehicle weighs more than 26,001 pound, it cannot be vehicle driven for hire and it cannot be used for transporting hazardous materials. Other laws that will be passed January 1 will be the Illinois Department of Public Health or the Public Health Local Inspector will be required to provide paper copies of a dairy farm's inspection report to the dairy farm being inspected at the time of inspection. Previously, the department could provide an electronic notification and copy of inspection reports. Also, municipalities may create urban ag zones and offer tax incentives to businesses associated with qualified agricultural products. Municipalities would also be allowed to authorize local utilities to offer wholesale or reduced rates for businesses within the urban agriculture zone. And in hunting laws, hunters in Illinois may wear solid blaze pink in addition to blaze orange during the firearm and upland game seasons. In a few events happening here at the local level, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is now accepting applications for certain conservation practices on agricultural land physically located within Montgomery County. Eligible practices include, but are not limited to, grassed waterways, basins, structures, cover crops, and strip-till operations. Cost share is limited to 50% of the actual costs, not to exceed approved average costs for the practice. The sign-up period will run through the month of January, and the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is an equal opportunity provider and employer. And for more information about the cost share funding, you can call the office at 532-3361 Extension 3. And as 2019 approaches, the Illinois crop planting season won't be too far behind, and there are plenty of tools and updates to help farmers plan and prepare for a successful season. Upcoming winter crop seminars are scheduled across the state to assist farmers on a variety of topics, including federal crop insurance offerings, using drones to provide an aerial view of crop monitoring, navigating the crop insurance claim process should devastation hit your farm, and a market outlook on grain prices for 2019. Country Financial, along with the Illinois Farm Bureau, as well as other organizations, are pleased to team up for this winter crop seminar and offer dozens of talks throughout Illinois to better equip farmers and growers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions for their operation. Locally, there will be two events held on Tuesday, January the 8th, one in Greenville at the St. Lawrence Catholic Church Posh Center at 402 South Prairie in Greenville, and another will be held at the Fayette County Farm Bureau at 1125 Sunset Drive in Vandalia. The seminar in Greenville will begin at 9 a.m. and will conclude with lunch at noon, and they will run right over to Vandalia after that. That seminar will begin with lunch, and the program will start at 12:45 in Vandalia. Doug Yoder, Brad Clough, and Andrew Mitzel of Country Financial, along with Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor, will be the speakers this year, with the presentations covering crop insurance and crop claims updates, along with market outlook updates, as well as a drone presentation. And the way to get in contact for either one of these seminars would be Dick Horner in Greenville at 618-664-1341 or contact the Fayette County Farm Bureau in Vandalia at 618-283-1054. Again, these seminars will be held on Tuesday, January the 8th. One in Greenville will be from 9 till noon. And the one in Vandalia will begin at noon and go till around 3 in the afternoon. Remember, you can catch these stories and more at the website, WSMIRadio.com, along with podcasts of the morning and afternoon farm shows. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.